So I hope that goes around your head all week, as you're at school, as you're at work, as you're washing the dishes and cleaning whatever you have to clean. Please take a seat. We're going to move into a time of prayer, and then we're going to have communion together as a all-age family. But I just wanted us to just take a moment just to pray for one another. Father God, thank you that you know this church. You know everyone in it. You know all of our needs, all of our stresses, all of our secrets. And thank you that your love pours out for us in endless measure. So Lord, help us to come and receive the living water that really only you can satisfy. Lord, we want to pray for the people in particular who need your help and your healing and your strengthening at this time. I want to pray for Jan and for Riek. The Gerica family. And I want to pray for Peter Wessels and the Wessels family. Lord, come and meet us. Lord, I pray for others that we know as well who are struggling with not necessarily physical health, but with mental health. Lord, speak your truth. Speak your love. Speak your wholeness into their situation. And bring life again. And Lord, I pray for our mission partners as they strive to spread this message of living water, true thirst-quenching satisfaction in the places where they are. Give them wisdom, give them creativity, give them inspiration, and give them good opportunities and good moments to share the love of Christ. And we just take a moment to think of those places in the world, those people that we know, those situations in our own lives that we just need to just to talk to God about, because maybe we haven't. Lord, all these prayers we want to offer to you. In Jesus' name.
Once in a while, during all age service, we want to run the Holy Communion service to give the taste of what it is a Holy Communion service to all age group. I know some of our children have already seen the Holy Communion service, but then once in a while we want to remind them. As we begin this liturgy, I want to say something about Holy Communion. Israelites, every time when they gathered together, they remembered their slavery in Egypt, and also they remembered how God led them out of Egypt. They always talk about it. They also talked about how God led them out of the Red Sea. When they crossed the Red Sea, That was a miracle. But when the Egyptian troops tried to follow it, they were destroyed. So throughout the history of Israel, you would notice that they were referring back to this particular incident, and they have this Passover meal, the Seder meal, once in every year. We Christians, whenever we gather together, we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. Every time when we come together, we look at the cross and see how Jesus did everything for us. We do this, it is also because Jesus asked us to do this. Do this in remembrance of me. So when we come and take part in the communion, we obey God's commandment. Do this in remembrance of me. And when we come and take part in Holy Communion, we also say to the Lord that you are the hero and we are here to follow you. We are here to receive you. We belong to your community. This is your community and you are the leader of the community or king of the community. Let's begin. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. On the night he was betrayed, at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it, gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven.
Holy, holy, holy.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Before I break the bread, I want to say some more things. We come and receive Jesus. How do we receive Jesus? Through bread and wine. He allowed his flesh to be broken for us, pierced for us. So in remembrance of that, we take the bread. He shed his blood for us. In remembrance of that, we take a sip of wine. What do we mean? By taking these holy elements, we receive Jesus in our lives. He becomes a part of our life. All five senses, which I said before, all five senses participate in this Holy Communion. We see the bread, we touch and feel it, we hear that this is the bread of life, this is the blood of Christ, we hear, we smell the fragrance of it, and we taste. By applying all five senses, we receive Jesus. And when we receive Jesus, we are being strengthened spiritually as well as physically. And this gives us a kind of energy in us to live for Him, to witness for Him. When we come to the friend to receive the Lord's Supper, we say to the Lord that we belong to a community, and this community is, in this community we are all one. There is no difference between male and female, young and old, rich and poor. We are all one in our we are one, and there is no inequality among us. We follow the triune God, and Jesus is the King among us. So with that, I want to break this bread. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts are for God's holy people.
Jesus.